W Mobile.
The NC9B Mobile.
How you doing this morning?
Get my second day of work in this week. Hopefully have the rest of the week off. Hopefully you had a good weekend and had a good yesterday.
Radio yesterday, I guess. You on the radio yesterday, and you must have went in early or late or something.
A little bit of y'all's conversation. I was coming in late. I didn't have to be there till 7 yesterday. They had been a different route. I was just bumping local. And, of course, the bumping turned into sitting local. The first job I sat all day on, trying to get loaded. Crazy people.
Love it when you sit there all day, right?
About an hour, but I'm sure the company hates it. They called them up and, we're short a few forklift drivers and we're calling some in now, so hopefully we get them out of here shortly.
A lot of people being sick. I know we got quite a few out, and then they're not out just one day, they're out 3 or 4 days.
I'm going to avoid that. Going to be sanitize my hands and you know, the guy I drove for yesterday, he was out because he was feeling under the weather. So I'm like, oh, great. It'll be in his truck. But, man, you talking about a clean truck? That's probably the cleanest truck I've driven since I've been there.
Matt, I know Patrick was out sick yesterday, and I don't hear him this morning.
We talked. He switched over. He's in the black hole right now. We'll be back shortly.
And copy the black hole.
Black hole. What have I got my radio set on right? Transmit power. Have a look at that. Anyway, yeah. Had a good conversation. He's back today. Not full 100%, he says.
He didn't knock him down too bad. He's trying to get under the weather.
Who's trying to get under the weather?
Yeah, my wife, KN4TFW.
That's not good. NC9B.
KT Mobile.
NC9B.
Double area if you got something going on your radio.
Yeah, sorry, that was me doubling with you. NC9B. Good morning, Eric.
Breakfast stop, headed back to the on-ramp, so just on my way in.
Hello, what's up with that?
Monday and Tuesday.
Eric, Mondays and Tuesdays. I'm early this morning, though. I'm going to have to stop eating a snack.
Yeah, Tuesday, home Wednesday, back again on Thursday, home Friday. That's a pretty good schedule for me.
I'm on my regular Williamston run, so I'll start there in Duncan and pick up there, go over to Donaldson, from Donaldson to Williamston. Williamston back to Duncan.
Every drive anyway.
Run, and this is my favorite run so far. It's real easy, easy going, a good group of people to work with. Let's talk about we going all the way to Anderson for one pallet. So yesterday, instead of taking the big truck, I took our company van. Back to where I'm going today, Williamston, to pick up four little totes and carry them all the way back down to Duncan.
These runs are even worth it.
They made a mistake somewhere, and those should have been ordered a lot earlier, and they were hot items that needed to get up there now.
One time I bought a bunch of lithium iron phosphate battery cells out of California, and they shipped truck freight over to Seneca. And it was on a pallet because I also had some Victron inverters and stuff. And they sent the whole thing shrink wrapped to me on a pallet. The guy that delivered, I forget what the trucking company was, he delivered. He's like, yeah, call us when you're ready for us to come get the pallet. And I'm like, okay. So I called in about, the next day after I had the pallet broken down, and they said, oh, just keep it or throw it away, because they weren't going to send somebody out just to pick up an empty pallet, just a single one.
Maybe he was thinking that he was going to get them a free pallet or something. A lot of people don't want them. We don't go pick them up.
Getting a big delivery with like 20 pallets or whatever, they'll go back and get them, but for a single pallet. They were like, no, just if you want to keep it, keep it. If you want to throw it away, throw it away. But, you know, we don't want to come get it.
So they'll do, they'll take one box and throw it on a pallet because, you know, it's got to get there by the normal means, which means the fork truck's going to handle it. The fork truck driver don't get off his fork truck, so they'll stick it on a pallet and shrink wrap it.
That pallet is now sitting in our garden up against our fence as a decorative thing and a habitat for pollinators, and it works pretty good.
The pallets are all kinds of stuff. Handy to have. Yeah, the pallets. They want to charge you $15 pallet fee. Unless you take a pallet. Take up a pallet and waive the fee.
It's by our grapevines. And the paper wasps come in and they take care of the Japanese beetle problem.
There, guys, I double with you.
They're just saying that we have a bunch of pallets out there in, by the grapevines, and the paper wasps build nests in them, and then the paper wasps eat the Japanese beetles that would normally be eating our grapevines, so they take care of that pest problem for us.
If you take a pallet, you know, I normally buy my heating pellets from Lowe's. And Lowe's will want to charge you $15 for a pallet fee. But if you take up a free pallet, and the one you got last time, they'll waive the fee.
And pallet fee?
About $20 a piece for ours, but they got to be kiln dried and they got to be oak.
Pallets, where can I get some?
Who they're buying them from. And I know they come in by a whole truckload.
Nice hardwood pallets like that, they're handy for some things.
With four runners, not three runners.
What's Peter?
Dude, I don't know. I ain't never asked.
Where? For the price.
Well, I had a big cedar tree come down on his property during Helene, and he's been milling it and making it into things. He's been making flight boards for our wine shop. And I thought maybe I ought to get him to make us a trellis or something for beans to run on, because the cedar will keep down the bugs. Good bean runners.
C9B.
Morning, Andrew K and 4KFW.
Morning, Andrew, W2JKT.
KF4NXY.
Hope everybody's doing good on this Tuesday morning. But I didn't think my radio was working right. I don't know what happened. I think I had the microphone cable crushed or something in the console, and it wouldn't transmit for a minute. I had to pull over and fix it.
Good morning, David. How's that coffee?
Finished two cups of coffee and on to a big cup of Diet Root Beer.
That's a good root beer, for sure. There's one that we get at Eagles. I forget what brand it is, but it's kind of like a craft root beer, and it's really good. We like it.
That A&W, it doesn't taste like what I remember as a child. It used to be a little A&W. Oh man, they had their own little store like Dairy Queen, and. When you get a big root beer, you get to keep the big old mug, big old glass mug, and those things were pretty nice back in the day. KF4NXY.
Restaurants, and you know, they've kind of gone the way of Yum Foods. I think they've become part of that conglomerate, but definitely not what it used to be. But I definitely remember when Sonic was Sonic and A&W was A&W, and then, you know, everything was kind of its own thing. And now everything has sort of gotten to be where everything's the same, because it's all owned by the same company.
Well, it don't seem to taste as good as it did when I was a kid. Of course, I gotta consume the diet stuff now that I got diabetes, so I kind of gotta watch the carbs and the sugar.
For
1, KO4HK.
Sugar versus no sugar, but I guess you don't have a choice of diabetes. I don't know what's worse for you, though, the sugar or the artificial sweeteners. I think they're both pretty bad, but I guess in moderation it doesn't really hurt. But, yeah, just I know some people that drink a case of Diet Mountain Dew every single day, and I can't imagine that's very good for them.
I've heard there's something in the Diet Mountain Dew artificial sweeteners that's really bad for you. Heard Patrick come in there. Come on in, Patrick. Y'all pass it around a little bit. KO4NXY.
For one. KO4HK.
4KFW. Good morning, Dave.
JKT.
KO4CEF. Coming about this morning.
Okay.
Was at home, recovering from this crud going around.
Better.
Caught it toward the end of last week. Just couldn't breathe, couldn't sleep. Cough so bad you about pass out, so I didn't feel like that was a good way to be driving.
If you can hang on to that one, I don't want nothing to do with it.
If somebody else wants it, they can have it.
It's coming down with it.
Tip this round of it, but it's definitely going around.
Everybody and their brother's been sick.
A&W root beer. Good idea. NC9B.
This morning.
I'm craving on you.
A&W Spartanburg had the Long John Silver's A&W store, but they done tore it down.
One in Greer.
Still one in Malden.
Long John Silver's more than A&W.
Don't talk to dude. Tell him they get my generator put in over here. Actually got the generator part put in. Hopefully, getting the big gas tank put in this week and then get the both of them connected. Normally, the guys that do the generator will go, you know, hook everything up in one trip, but Suburban Propane wants to be the ones to do most of the, you know, hooking up with the gas, so it's going to make the electric guys going to have to come back out and do another trip.
This generator this year, but always next year. Shoot, I done put mine in the storage building. I got a little small 2200, or it's Craftsman or whatever, but I done put it out in the storage building. I figure I ain't going to need it anymore.
The way it works, if you got a generator and it's working, you're not going to need one, but if you don't have one, then you're going to need one, and well, man, we did without it with the hurricane. We were without power for 9 days, and those last few days I managed to round up a generator, but it was that lugging that gas back and forth to it, that I'm kind of old, and that got right there. So anyway, we're getting this thing put in, and next year, like you said, if it comes around again, we'll be ready for it. KF4NXY, passing it around.
Now, it's supposed to be pretty windy in the storm tonight, right?
And Wednesday, on into Wednesday, it's supposed to be pretty windy.
I think we need it with all the fires going on.
0.6 miles behind you, looks like.
Right next to each other, and then we'll realize it. Truck, I'm in the far right lane. I'm just now passing mile marker 62.
I'm passing 70, but APRS says you're 0.2 miles.
I finally bounced back.
That was the last time you beaconed, but that was a while ago, probably. That was your last beacon.
Minute, which I'm surprised because I think I had it on smart beacon, which does it more frequently as I go faster. So I don't know. I might be right on the borderline where it's slow or fast.
guys, but I stay in the slow side, NC9B. Changing incident. Picked up the A&W root beer, and it wasn't root beer, it was cream soda. Like, oh my God! Tables now. I gotta take my reading glasses in so I can tell what the difference is. Cream soda and root beer are the same container, same markings, except the wording. On Andrew's position.
Is this, it's got some spots where if you beacon, it's not going to pick you up on that one.
Depending if you're on a straightaway for a while or if the turns aren't that big, then it goes a little slower.
Nine spots to the one of the digi feeders that usually covers 85. So. Well, gentlemen, I'm turning into the parking lot. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe. And hopefully we'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
You have a good one. KN4KFW.
Andrew, KO4HX.
Good day, be safe. W2JKT.
Andrew, KF4NXY.
Andrew, NC9B. The root beer. I didn't get diet. That's the real thing.
It's a little better. The real thing versus the diet.
We are agreed with you.
Bargs, I think it's B-A-R-G-S, root beer when I can find it. It's got a good bite to it.
3-4-2, that's pretty good.
If B-A-R-G or B-A-R-Q, I'm not exactly sure how they spell it, but it's pretty good root beer. Where are you working today?
Cherrydale area.
I got a friend of mine lives, I think, kind of out in that. Well, no, is Cherrydale kind of near Berea?
Hey.
A friend of mine lives out that way. We go to the same church.
Yeah, area tomorrow afternoon.
Is that when you eat lunch at the clock, or do you kind of eat lunch at the clock most of the time?
Tuesdays.
Pick it up. I'm going to get back to this root beer.
So I'm going to sign with y'all. Y'all have a great day. 73. Take care and enjoy the weather. And C9B.
7-3 Leon, KO4HX.
7-3 Leon, have a good day. KN4TFW.
7-3 Leon, be safe. W2JKT.
Leon, KF4NXY.
I said 3 miles, I've seen diesel anywhere from 339 to 381.
Isn't it? Ridiculous, is it not?
305 by my office. So, 305 to 381, just in a span of, half hour drive.